Torah where it says, you know, there has to be a mechitzer. Show me in the Torah where it has to be this or that. You know, you can't show him. He's not willing to be shown. If he accepts Torah Shebal Peh, he won't ask you the question. And if he doesn't accept Torah Shebal Peh, then how are you going to show it to him? So they said all of this is just politics. They don't want you to be the king. Except that they're not going to do anything to you while you're alive. But the moment you die, they're gonna split it. They're going to get another king. Your son will never be the king. And then they told him the third maisa, which is the story that I told you about his mother being a shvuya. The Gemara tells us the story that Yochanan had a banquet once. All the problems come at parties. You should know that. That's why people should not go to parties. It's only trouble. When you set out to have a good time, it's lousy. Most good times come in a serendipitous fashion. Right? You didn't expect to have a good time. So he had a party to celebrate the event that he opened up. They opened the port of Yafo, and they were, you know, it would be like an Israel bond banquet today, that they finished building the great canal from the Mediterranean to the Dead Sea. So he did something great, so he invited everybody there. Included among the invitees were naturally the heads of the Sanhedrin, the great rabbis, and some guys came along. One of the guys who came along, who was a hothead, there always are kanoim, hotheads, who are uncontrollable. One of them got up and he said to him, when they had enough to drink, he said to him, "What kind of kohen are you? Your mother was captured. You're not a miyuchis. You're illegitimate." Imagine, you know, the old Kohen Gadol who's been inside for 50, 60 years, and he's the king, and they saved the Jewish people, and here comes a guy from the yeshiva that's not wet behind the ears, and he tells him he's posel, he's not the Kohen. And so he demanded an inquiry, and they made the inquiry, the Gemara tells us, and they cleared him, but it didn't help anymore. In his mind, he heard already the echo of the poison that the Tzedukim had fed him. That the Talmidei Chachamim were out to get him. And therefore, at the end of his life, he turned against them. And this is the beginning of the great struggle between the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim in Greek, they're called the Sadducees. S-A-D-U-C-E-S. The Sadducees, that's in the word Tzadok. And the Prushim, the Pharisees. The Prushim were Chazal, traditional religious Jewry were called Prushim, because they separated themselves. Their policy was to separate themselves from the Hellenists, from the Tzedukim. They separated themselves from all outside influences that they could, and they attempted to remain in a pristine, unique state of Judaism. So now it started. Because the Gemara says, "Ulibsof nasa tzduki." The last years of his life, he was a tzduki. The last years of his life, he lost his confidence in the Sanhedrin, the relationship that had been built up between his father and then later he himself and the heads of the Sanhedrin. All of that began to wane. And they looked at him now askance. They suspected him also. And in the back of their mind, they were more worried about the guy who was coming next. Because, what can I tell you? He was the son of Shimon, the grandson of Matisyo. He still saw Europe. Right? He still came from the Alter Haim. But the guy that's coming now, Alexander Yana, he never saw it. And he was basically Greek through and through. Even though he was descended from the Chashmonaim. Because his father, who wanted him to have a PhD from Harvard, and an MBA from Wharton Business School, and wanted him to be a man of the world.